Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Brothers Uncovered.
Yeah, welcome.
Which is fun. Oh, look, I'm Chain.
Yeah,
you
Chain.
So, count to five?
One, two, three, four, five.
Okay, one, two, three, four, five. One for Jord. So you might have known from the last episode, Jordan Badger, once again, I feel a bit sorry for you, but he lost out to Ashley Banjo's Massive Big End.
Yep.
And he's now found himself duct taped
for the first 10 minutes.
It was either by the other two,
it was
their favourite desserts, or for 10 minutes of the next episode, duct tape yourself.
Mm. And he went all Petty McPetterson on it, and rather than just get us a dessert and move on, decided to duct tape his own mouth.
Yes.
So he's now, he now can't speak, but me and Ash thought it would be a good idea.
Decided to
just get our own,
get
desserts.
Our own desserts anyway. So anyway, you sit there with your mouth shut for once.
What have you gone for, Ash?
I went for a little, I think it's a Sicilian lemon cheesecake.
Oh.
Yeah, what'd you go for, Pearl?
Sicilian. I've actually just got some, I've got some donuts. They're chocolate.
Oh.
Chocolate with some sprinkles on.
Lovely. What'd you go for, Jude? Oh, sorry.
You
should
oh, stop talking.
Let's stop. Yeah,
do you want a donut?
You
Oh my God. That actually bangs too.
No, oh yeah. Mm.
That is so good.
Oh, that's so good.
You know, I've also, for the first time, you know, the NBA was 10 minutes. The NBA was 10 minutes, just so
Just be quiet for a sec.
You know, I've just got into cheesecake for the first time.
Really?
Yeah. I never liked it before. Only recently I've just discovered that I love it. It's fantastic.
Do you know what I love about...
Stop it. Stop.
You freaking out?
Oh, God, that's freaking out of it. I couldn't get the... I couldn't find where the edge was. Sorry, that freaked you out.
Sorry, I didn't know if that was real or not. Did you just panic?
It wasn't real until Rob went get it off of me. I went, what's wrong with it? It wasn't real until Rob freaked, then I freaked.
I have a duty of care.
I thought you were dying.
Yeah, because everyone started to freak out. Well, to be fair, I didn't do anything. I didn't get up from my chair. I just ate a donut.
I've absolutely pissed myself. The fear in everyone. Ash thought he was about to witness the death of his little brother. He went, cheesecake, and he did. He's like, fuck.
Hey, Jude, I was about to rip that from your face, bro. I would have broken your neck. I was about to literally pull that.
Oh, it's the fun. I think that's made it all worth it. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen from. Get it off of him now! He's dying! All right, bro.
Brilliant.
Can I get this off?
Yeah, just take it off. Take it off. Honestly, that put the fear in me.
What? Oh, God.
How tight was that?
Oh.
Jude, that
is what you're about to witness. The absolute death. I just freaked out because a bit tight in my mouth. He jumped up.
Bro, honestly, my heart, he looked like he was about to suffocate. And I was like, I went, Jude. And I went, Jude. And literally my heart, while you sat there stuffing your face.
I was eating donuts.
It might get edited out, but hearing him go, guys, get it off of him now!
No, that's got to stay. Honestly.
You know what, I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh my God, my head hurts, bro.
If I get the MBE again, I might suffocate myself with duct tape. Yeah. It's too much now.
Well, welcome back to the land of the living.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. That duct tape, I think, is what can give me a little eczema flare up.
Oh, yeah. Really? You're quite flary, though, aren't you?
Yeah, my skin's real sensitive, man. You know, I get eczema from everything. I can't even wear long sleeves normally. But if my creases get a bit moist.
Oh, it's nothing worse than a moist crease.
Okay. Can I just say something? You know, you hear them stories, when, like, I don't know, mums lift cars off their kids and stuff, I'm telling you, the amount of adrenaline that just dumped into my system... I honestly thought you was going to die. Dude, was that real? Because the panic in your eyes went into my soul, bro. You went, I saw you going, like, you're like, bro, that was giving, like...
I mean, I'm not a piss. The genuine fear. The energy in the room just shifted. It's like we was in fucking Saw. Everyone
because you look like you were suffocating.
Ash would have done damage to you to get that off.
I know. That would have really backfired. I think you would have ripped my jaw off. Done anything.
No, my plan was to get my hands in and just rip it down.
I think that...
Sounds like a fantasy, if I'm honest.
Right, how'd you manage to turn that one around on me?
Well, your brother's, you know, duct taped up. Yeah, get your hand in there, rip.
Should we
it
just
down.
Do the oath?
All right, come on.
All right. We swear. No. I always count us in.
All right.
He does.
Listen,
he
just
does.
Calm down. I think you're a bit all out of sorts. All right.
One more time. Can we do it quicker again now?
Yeah.
How fast are we talking?
Right. Quick and say morals, not morals.
All right. How quick?
Quite quick, actually.
All right, coming in.
Don't be too much.
Quite fast.
Well, okay, three, two, one.
We swear on Perry's life that we shall answer every would you rather question we bring.
We're actually going to say what the questions are, morals or sanity.
We got that bang on.
Where you at, bro?
I heard you guys.
You
both
stopped.
No, I thought the furniture was going to start levitating. You said it more as right, a spell.
Come well, on. Us two have done it, so you do it now on your own.
Nah, sorry,
no, you have to do it on your own.
All right, cool.
No.
You have to do
you
the
have
oath.
To do the oath on your own,
all
please.
Right, three, two. We swear on Perry's life that we should answer every would you rather question, even with questions of morals or sanity.
No, get the oath.
That's
done.
What you two
no.
do.
Right, do you
we
know
swear on Perry's life that we should answer every would you rather question, even when it. Oh, no.
Right.
We swear on Perry's life we should answer every. Oh, flipping out, I can't do it.
3, 2, 1, go.
We swear on Perry's life that we should answer every would you rather question with complete honesty, even when it questions our morals or sanity.
But well, we're all in. Done.
We're all in.
Straight in.
I'm sweating again. I might put that duct tape back on.
That
put the fear in me.
Yeah, that's like when your mum always said, "Don't put a plastic bag on your head." It's that kind of energy.
Yeah,
yeah.
What? No one else's mum said that. What?
Yeah, I guess I just wasn't really doing.
Or
that.
Black or a black tack. That's literally that's like common parenting things.
Yeah, I don't think everyone says don't put a black sack on your head.
In your mum.
Yeah, all yours.
Yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like, that's this true. Is. Like, wait a minute. Yeah.
Did I just catch that?
Yeah, you did catch
did
that.
Did I just catch
He's
that?
He's being
right?
vulgar again. And he done that same thing where he wasn't sure if he should say it. And he went, not yours. So that time when. Well, at the time we was on Kiss and I was talking about his dog because he's got a pug who was overweight at the time. Mm-hmm. And I went, oh, I didn't even see that fat, smelly,
whoa, no.
I didn't see your mum there on live radio.
Okay.
He said that about mum.
You added fat then.
Okay, well, wrinkly old smelly. That's what you said about my mum.
Yeah, but I've got to make it less mean. I didn't add that first word, all right?
Let's talk about the big news at the moment because literally we are imminently opening.
Yeah, imminently opening.
We are just about to open in October Diversity Studio Birmingham.
I know.
Oh yeah. My gosh, you.
Yeah, cool.
How crazy is it that we've got our own studio, which is crazy enough, but we're going to have another studio in Birmingham. Like, I think about where it started. Do you know what I mean? I just think about how crazy it is where we've come from. I just think it's nuts.
Go on, let's get step up on it from rags to riches. Let's get step up on it. You're going to start from the
very
beginning.
Very quickly, you know, people get funny about the way we say Birmingham.
Yeah, people hate it.
We should say Birmingham.
Really? So no, what's the proper way? Is it
Birmingham. Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Birmingham. Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Birmingham.
No, we say it funny because people from Birmingham also, they turn their nose up at us when we say it like that.
How do people from Birmingham say it though?
Birmingham.
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 Yeah, that's what we say.
No, it's not. It's actually different.
Birmingham.
Anyway, we're going to practice before the show opens.
Yeah, we're going to practice. But Diversity Studio Birmingham is opening. It's nuts, man. Like, think about this. I remember, Pell, the first time we met you.
Yeah.
Our first studio, so the very, very first studio, George, that mum and dad had was on top of that Chinese restaurant.
I remember that. Oh, yeah. I used to love it. Well, we left when I was about 3 years old, but knowing that you could dance and smell salt and pepper chicken wings for an entire lesson, it was just delightful.
Yeah.
That's not the studio that you came to.
Nah.
You came to the one after that.
The two doors up.
But what was we above then?
VJs, the off license.
Yeah.
VJ.
He was crazy, man.
No, so you used to go up the stairs. Listen, like compared to where we are now, area was completely different. Completely different. You used to go upstairs above the off license, and our studio was just like two little rooms, sort of like above the shop.
Yeah.
And I remember, Pell, we were in there dancing, and the first time that you came down, do you remember how long you just didn't speak for?
Yeah.
About 2 years. I'm not exaggerating.
That first day, I would say, was the best day of my life.
Really?
Do you remember it clearly? Man. Yeah, I weirdly do. Like, I know it's a bit patchy because I was obviously so young, but like, that was just, I don't know, because obviously I didn't know that I wanted to dance at all. See you boys performing at Lakeside, the shopping centre.
Uh-huh.
Then eventually found where you guys train. Turn up to class, was just freaking in awe of everything. Man. Didn't speak a word. Yeah, I was one of those kids that like also would probably look like you're not even enjoying it. You know, you get those. And I just kind of stayed silent. But I remember the second I left, that journey home was like, oh!
Bro, I love that. One. And then I remember asking you like, because you were quiet, but you always had like, I don't know, you could always just do mad skills. Even Russ, flipping stepdad, can do windmills. I don't know where that came from, but you always just had that like.
I know, he's not even blood. Okay.
I don't know why it's relevant, but yeah.
Can our dad do windmills?
I don't know.
Right.
Who knows?
Hell.
Listen, it's all down to our imagination. It's all down to our imagination.
For those who need clarity, I'm talking about the breakdancing move where you spin around with your legs open and...
What? It's kind of the same thing. It's kind of the same.
Right, let's just stop. Right. But yeah, you was always very skilled even when you was a mute.
Think you learned to do a backflip on your sofa?
Yeah. Wasn't your mum who taught you how to backflip?
My mum taught me to backflip, on a sofa. I don't think she really knew how. I think she just kind of...
Kept throwing you.
Yeah, we put some cushions down in the living room. What's funny about that?
No, nothing. Put cushion down in the living room.
And practice backflips. And then found yours and you nurtured
fine-tuned
that
a little bit.
And then before you know it, you were that little heel-clicking, loafer-wearing kid from school.
That picture. With the silver Adidas bag.
The silver Adidas bag and he's going,
How awful is this story? So you know that picture, hasn't
I know.
Me in school. Imagine we've just won Britain's Got Talent. I went straight back to school. So it's like I'm pretty sure it was the day I went back. I remember sitting in like maths or like English or something. Teacher come knocking on the door.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, can we have Perry? Got up left. Like when your mum calls you because you've got a dentist appointment.
Yeah, energy.
Anyway, they take me to reception. They're like, the son's here. They want to do
in the newspaper.
They want to put you in the newspaper. And I'm young and I'm just like, Gives me to these two random dudes.
Really?
And we leave. Tell me that's not fucked.
It's a bit crazy. Yeah.
We leave. We just leave. The teacher gave me to two random people.
And where did they take you?
Out of school, bro.
It's not the park, that picture, isn't it? The park. Yeah.
They took you out of school.
I went.
I won't lie. That is actually crazy.
Bro, I went. Oh, they just took me.
I
took photos for them and then...
Got dropped back. But this is my point. The sign of time's changing. Yeah, sorry. That sounds wild.
I know.
Signs of time changing. Like my dad, obviously, sometimes will pick my kids up from school. The first time he went to pick my kids up from school, he turned up and he didn't understand because I had forgot to ring and add him to the list of people who were allowed to pick the kids up.
Mm.
So he's turned up. And he's got, they're my grandkids. And the teacher's like, okay, well, we're going to have to speak to Mr. or Mrs. Banjo. And he was like utterly like dumbfounded by the fact that they wouldn't just hand the kids over. He's like, yeah, but they're my grandkids. And like, yeah, but you're just this random dude who's turned up to the school and said, they're my grandkids.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if they're saying granddad or whatever, we can't just go, yeah, go on and take them. Which now, to me, obviously makes complete sense. But back in the day, like when I was a kid, I don't know when I say that, we're only talking like 15 years ago or whatever, but long enough. If dad turned up to pick me up, but he wasn't on the list, I'd still expect just to be able to walk out of him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is essentially what's happened there with you.
They just gave me away to anyone.
Yeah, he's nuts. But that picture's flipping iconic now.
Really? I know. Now you can see the true story behind my eyes. In mid-jump, I'm clicking my heels, got a silver Adidas bag, but behind the eyes, I'm thinking, Jesus Christ.
There's two dudes.
There's two dudes that have taken me. But what we are saying is that rewind.
Yeah, rewind is crazy.
Little did I know, that first day at the studio for me, although it felt like a very exciting day, I wouldn't know that I'd then end up where I am today.
Yeah.
And that could be the exact same journey that someone starts when we open the new place.
In Birmingham.
Which is actually so cool, man.
I think what's more important for Perry, I know this sounds weird, importantly Perry was weird for Pell, it's less about the fact that you went on Britain's Got Talent and now that you're successful publicly or anything like that. For me, it's more just the fact, I'm not even joking, that you just are a person who actually talk and walk around and have some sense of self and confidence. Like at the time, I know you were young and you were probably shy, but it extended way further than like just being shy. Like I'm saying, people think we're exaggerating, now sounds funny, but for 2 years, I would stand in class and talk to him and he just wouldn't talk back.
Mm.
You wouldn't be rude. You'd like, it was literally like, it was like having a Jack Russell. You'd come over, like you wanted to be around everyone, but you just didn't have the confidence to speak or didn't want to say the wrong thing. So you just stand there silently, which is nuts to me.
Yeah, it's nuts, man.
But now we look and that's, look, even if you took Britain's Got Talent and everything else out of the equation, by the time we'd done that, just through being in that kind of, oh my gosh, moments of fright.
Go on.
That community, having that sort of sense of community through the studio, you just grew so much. Yeah. It's wicked.
But listen, bro, I know that you literally get icked out by using words like community. I know you do, but I genuinely feel like what's dope about the studio is that, like, there's moments when I look around sometimes, I'm just thinking, rah, like, look at the studio, look at all the kids in there. I'm thinking about in Birmingham, you know, that's starting again. And think about, you know, that first day that I remember you coming in and the first day you were there and how much it's kind of like changed your life in a way. Think about when we open a new studio, how many people come into it and have those first days.
Yeah.
I think about that all the time.
Yeah, like, everyone has their first
day. It's easy to forget like what the studio in that respect sort of gives people. Like, honestly, man, I look around and when we do like the big shows and we're dancing with all the students and stuff, I look around and just think, this is mad. There's like hundreds of people here. And it just started like in a little studio above a Chinese in Dagenham.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're about to be in Birmingham. And like, and again, people sometimes talk to us like, well, you're not there. You don't teach. You're not around. And I'm thinking to myself, what's nuts is that, 1 minute, aren't you going to teach class tonight?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like funny how like people just assume that maybe it's now something different or separate.
Yeah.
And I just think to myself, people probably will still don't realise that, like, just on an everyday level, the studio, even all these years on from you being like 12, is still just like right there in the middle of all our lives.
Yeah, it's our base. Yeah,
it's our base. It's like our HQ. Like, and now obviously we've upgraded and we've got the sofas and the TV and a pool table. But like, the fact of the matter is that, like, it still is like, you know,
when the essence is the same.
The essence is exactly the same. Like, we just like, we're around all the time. And it's actually
and I think that also shows that why there's only two at the minute.
It's exactly.
Because there could easily be hundreds. Tons. And do you know what I mean?
It's
actually genuinely not that place. And I think that's what's so amazing about the studio. It's never, there isn't those intentions behind it.
Yeah.
No, you will get the same feeling that I had walking in.
I believe so. And that is hard to do sometimes and hard to keep. But like, I don't know. That's why I'm excited anyway. I think Birmingham's going to be sick.
I think that's the interesting point, because they were some of, or if not, they are the pre-Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
The studio, being a kid, being a part of that. Some of the best days of my life.
Me too.
And I think sometimes, I guess it could be a would you rather. Let's make it a would you rather.
I want to see if this is like the would you rather I had in my mind.
Like, would you rather be able to relive that stuff yourself, go back, be a kid, have your first day, experience all that again, or be able to just keep opening studios and be where you are now? Do you know what I'm trying to say? Because it's nice to be able to do that for loads of other people.
Yeah.
Because I think everyone looks at the Britain's Got Talent stuff, the podcast, the radio shows, the TV shows, and they're all so sick. Like, the opportunities are incredible. But when I talk to my kids a lot, like, my kids are now at the stage where, like, Mimi, for example, she's like, I can't wait to be a grown-up because, and normally it's because I can have as much Pepsi Max and do this. Like, it's normally those reasons. And I'm like, you never realise it when people are saying it to you. Like, how many times did you get told when you was a kid, trust me, you don't want to grow up, and in your head you're like, yeah, I want to grow up. Like, that's realize. you don't listen because you don't know. Do you know what I mean? How could you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's quite interesting.
I mean, I'd relive my first day.
Well, I was about to say, let's make that the would you rather then. If someone said you could go back to that time, but you could sort of like, you know, like, put an old head on young shoulders, so you could take your knowledge back and you could be young again, but you just have to bypass the studio. Like, you're not a part of it.
Oh,
you're just
wow.
at school. Take all the knowledge you have now and just be young again. Mm-hmm. And so you can, you know, essentially write the mistakes and do things you've always wanted to do, but you have to bypass growing up how we did.
So I actually think that'd be kind of dry. Like, if you know all the mistakes to not make.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you just be like, I know it sounds silly to say, because this is what I do all the time, like, playing a game with cheat codes. Like, you'd go back, if you could go back to when I was 10, you'd go back, you'd probably flipping invent Bitcoin, you'd sit around, you'd not do this, not do that to get you in trouble. I think you'd be kind of bored.
But let me add, though, you don't get to keep the studio memes. Like, you know, the way it shapes
you. That's my
point. In other words, you can go back and be successful. You know, you can go back and be like, oh, I know, but the studio's wiped. Or you keep the studio and you keep your life, you keep who you are in essence, but you're where you are now.
Well, in general, like, if you're listening, you're debating it yourself. It might not specifically be a studio for you. Could have been football, could have been gymnastics, could have been, I don't know, used to work at a little car wash down the street when you were like a teenager. There'll be something that kind of helped shape you as a kid.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes it's not always positive. Sometimes like there's a negative thing, but you kind of, as you get older, you kind of turn it or whatever.
Yeah.
But do you get rid of that sort of core feeling?
That thing, like, yeah. Do you?
I don't think I would, man.
No.
I don't think I would.
I don't think I would, be not just because of what it's obviously given us, but like, I feel like, I don't know, man, you know, you just like the way it shaped us, we'd just be completely different. It isn't like we had a hobby. The studio's much more than that, isn't it? So I don't know. I don't know if I would. I feel like, I don't know if I would change it, you know? even for the bits that have been hard. I just don't know if I would change it.
It is kind of that age-old question where it's like, if you could go back in time, you could go back, like, would well, you? No. And normally people go, no, I wouldn't, because my mistakes are my this and maybe. And I normally go, shut up, I would. But when I actually make it that personal and talk about things like that and forgetting all that stuff, I actually don't think I would.
Mm. It's harder for you as well, Pel, because it happened to you as a kid. So if you might have a different answer. I don't think.
No, I wouldn't change it.
Yeah.
I actually wouldn't. And they're all like, you're right, that same debate about go back and don't make the mistakes you did. Whenever I think about that period of time, however long that is, mm-hmm. I only think of good
memories. Yeah, yeah.
That is probably stuff. Because I'm young and I was maybe a bit naive and I'm just like, wow, this is incredible. But I don't. And I don't know, when I look back, I think it was just elite, if I'm completely honest. Well, it did shape me, for sure.
Yeah, 100%, man. I agree. And I think to myself, like, and again, I know it's a bit like, you know, it can sound a bit icky or a bit cheesy or whatever, but I genuinely, every time we sort of like meet new people in that way and we open a new studio, I think we're welcoming in like the next wave of people who are going to hopefully feel that. And we're creating that. Do you know what I mean? So like, literally, I remember when we opened the doors to the Essex one, I was like, we're going to meet people that might genuinely really impact our lives in 10 years. Like, might become friends or people we know. Like, do you know what I mean? So, and obviously there's, think about now, it's only been a few years there, but we now know people who like, we're like connected to them.
Yep.
Mm. Birmingham's going to be the same, which is mad exciting.
Which is nuts to think.
Mad exciting. Mm, so awesome. Gas for it. Gas for
if
it.
If you're around, you fancy a boogie.
Come and have a dance with us.
Get yourself to bed. Gosh, don't do that again.
No, that wasn't.
That's put everyone off. No one's going to want to come on a dance with us. Well done. You single-handedly ruined our new business. Come and have a dance with us. So what?
That was even worse.
That was awful. I think we should move on.
Let's move on. We're going to interrogate Jude.
Let's interrogate him. Let's
I actually that. Don't mind being interrogated. I'm always quite a big fan of it.
Okay, well, make it snappy because you're quite slow.
Are you ready?
Come
quick in. Fire. Would you rather the world see your MSN profile from back in the day or see the current notes section of your phone?
Probably notes.
Would you rather go on a month-long lads holiday or a month-long family holiday?
Family holiday.
Absolutely. Would you rather be only able to eat in the middle of the night or only able to eat foods that your children choose?
Oh, eat foods that my children choose.
Would you rather have to go skinny dipping in the local park pond for 20 minutes every afternoon or have to ski everywhere every day?
Go
skinny dipping.
Would you rather have your wife cry every time she sees you naked or laugh every time she sees you naked?
Oh.
So real life or cry?
Oh, Joel.
No, I'm joking.
She likes your body a lot.
Come on, pick one.
Laugh. I don't want her to cry. I don't want her to be crying unless she's crying with laughter. So I'm gonna pick laugh. Now, crying's awful. If someone stop, that is like, look, it's embarrassing for me if you're laughing. Like, if she's like, oh, ha, look at that baby penis or something. Yeah. So I don't know why that was the first thing that flashed into my head. Look at that tiny penis.
It's not, by the way.
Watch you on that. Yeah. Trust me, it is.
Trust me, it is. Just to confirm, I'll be your boy. Okay, here.
Thank you, Ferry.
I've seen it.
Anyway, being laughed, that's embarrassing.
What is wrong with
him? There's something wrong with
him.
Okay,
there's
wrong. Brothers uncovered.
Clues in the name.
Clues in the name.
Like I said, it's not nice for me, but making someone like cry every time.
Yeah, they're sad when they see your body.
Yeah, because I'm still going to be embarrassed and she's sad.
She could be overcome with emotion, just like, wow.
Well, she cries.
And she's just like in tears of like, look at him.
Like a god.
Like, look at that just specimen.
Now he's sold.
Well, yeah. Okay, well, I picked the wrong one then.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. I don't think that's more of an unusual reaction, but okay. I'd rather get laughed.
You'd pick skinny dipping.
Do you know what it is? I tried skiing once when I was a kid. I went to the dry ski slopes. Then you got killed.
Is this you being dramatic, though?
No, because someone fell over and lobbed their pole and it smacked the tree next to me. It's put me off. And shall I tell you what? They made me go up. Going up, I had to do that little sidewards walk thing.
Yeah.
I ain't got the quads for it, man. I was in agony.
Okay.
That's like, need I remind you, morbidly obese kid trying to ski. Long. It's put me off for life, man. Really, really put me off. Okay, I hate skiing. And going everywhere.
But you've been skiing?
On the dry ski slope.
Oh, so you haven't been actual skiing.
Ooh. Which is different.
Yeah, it's different.
I've not even been to any, but yeah, I know it's different.
Hang on, sorry. You haven't even been to dry ski slope, have you?
No.
And you know, just so it would really irritate you. He'd be sick straight away. He'd be so good straight away.
I'm desperate for a skiing holiday.
Yeah, it's not for me.
Fancy it, boys?
Yeah, I'd love to, but it's insurance.
Oh, what a bore. Jesus.
Bore.
I would, but it's insurance.
drones, actually.
Let me explain that. I've wanted to go skiing so many times, yeah. And there's usually some kind of contract or tour or show that's like no extreme activities, and they literally reference skiing.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Bare annoying.
I know. It is sad.
But I did go skiing when I was younger, and I did it without the poles.
So, what, snowboarding?
Nope.
You didn't go skiing then.
So what did you do?
No. So there's a type of skiing where your skis are little and you don't have poles. And I think it's like
rollerblading. Yes,
yeah, it's like a like snow skating.
I don't think it is.
No, it's not called snow skating, but it's something like they're little.
Was you on actual snow?
Yeah.
Where was it? Was it in the garden?
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Put a bit of flour down?
Did you run around in the garden?
I want the Brolos to back me on this one. There's a type of skiing where your skis are like small, almost only the size of your shoes, and then you don't have poles. You just zip off.
What's it called? Anyone know what it's called?
Blading.
Thank you. So I went blading.
You went blading. Okay, yeah. So you haven't been skiing either then.
I've been skiing, but then that was only for one day, and then the other days I used poles and I was skiing properly.
Okay.
Okay. Nice. But the other half of that though is skinny dip every day. People will see you.
Yeah, but you know, I've kind of been wanting to get into ice baths recently, so I feel like that might be a step in the right direction.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
A month's long lads holiday. I mean, like,
it's too much, man.
We took Jules away. How long were we away for? Went for Jules' stag.
Two days.
No, it was like 4 days, I think.
Three or four. What? Basically, weren't even a week. He wouldn't. I don't think he would have survived the week.
I would have. No, there's no way I would have survived.
Yeah. You were a mess, actually.
I was destroyed.
You were literally.
Obviously, it's destroyed. That's super intense because it's a stag do, and we like you said, we crammed everything into like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was like, about 3 days, whatever. But a month's long. I think it's too much, man. Can't have too much of a good thing. I think going away a couple of days, having a laugh, sick, but.
But then, when you talk about your holiday with the kids last time, yeah?
Yeah, that didn't go brilliantly. But I think if you plan it right and you're in the right place, like last year, we went to this villa in Crete.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. Villa, a bit of privacy, you got your own little pool and stuff like that. That's sick. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm assuming the cost is being covered because I'm paying for a month for a flipping villa.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Cost is covered.
Cost is covered. Yeah, I'm doing that. That would be so sick.
Yeah, okay.
Especially just like living abroad for a month. Yeah, I'm up for that.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, easy.
What did you choose out of the world seeing your MSN profile?
He chose his notes.
I chose notes.
Did you?
Yeah.
One minute, your MSN profile, do you remember MSN profile? Did you have it?
Yeah.
I remember mine, GangsterLord_50 was my one. And a lot of the statuses were quite embarrassing.
God, that's give the whole
just an example.
I don't know. I was sometimes, I would be guilty of being like, so angry, don't message me. You know, stuff like that sometimes. Oh, yeah,
one of those. I asked Bear Girls out on MSN.
Did you? Yeah, how'd that go?
Oh, never a yes. Actually, this is jokes. Imagine the first time I got a yes on MSN. Bearing in mind, I never even spoke to her in my life. I think the first message, or second message, so it would have been hi. Hi. Will you go out with me? She said yes. Then I went into school and then everyone was like, oh, you're going out now. And I thought, well, yeah, I guess so. And they were like, go on, do a hug.
Do a hug. Go on, do a hug.
Go on, do a hug. And then I hugged her and she said, ew.
Oh.
Yeah. Ooh,
that's rough.
I remember thinking, oh, that's actually really mean.
That's rough. That's tough.
Yep. Okay, fine.
Anyway, was that my last one?
No. Only be able to eat in the middle of the night, or only be able to eat foods that your children choose.
Me and my children have very similar palates.
You do. Once again,
very, very similar palates.
Foods, don't we?
I don't like. They're like one of their favourite meals is pasta with butter in it.
Yeah.
Pasta with butter, mate.
Do you do that?
Grate some cheese
butter
in it.
Butter pasta,
a bit of grated cheese, and some garlic salt.
No, I bet it is nice, but that doesn't sound that great.
No, it's so paying.
Like someone said, I could just supersize the kids' menu. I'm down for that.
Really?
Like, yeah, what, fish fingers, margarita pizza,
yep.
Bolognese.
Yep.
Do you introduce your kids to more out there? No.
What kind of more out there foods? Like cucumber?
Yeah.
I don't think that's an out there food, Ash.
Their kid, yeah. My kids are like that. Like, they'll like, you see when you go Pizza Express on the kids' menu, you get dough balls, they give you like a little cucumber. Pot of salad with it.
Yeah.
Tomatoes and thingy. My kids will eat that.
Yeah.
No way I'm eating that.
Nando's with Rose is cucumber and mac and cheese.
Oh, no, okay. Yeah.
Two was mental. See my son?
Yeah.
He eats hummus.
Oh, nice.
Seven and eats hummus. If you would have showed me hummus, I would have spat at you when I was seven. I ain't eating that.
Why?
Mashed up peas. I ain't eating that when I was seven.
Chickpeas.
Micah said to me the other day, I said to him, what do you want, son, from KFC? And he said, a wrap with salad.
Yeah.
Wow.
But no, specifically said, didn't just say leave it. He said, oh, Daddy, could you get it with salad for me?
You see, Cassie's like, take that out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's just started to agree with mayonnaise. But apart from that,
Salad in your wrap?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But you should.
No salad, no sauce.
No sauce.
That's criminal.
Everyone's eyes wide.
Just chicken
there.
And cheese.
No sauce.
Just chicken and cheese. Well, if I have the sauce, I'll just get a tub of gravy.
Yeah, I understand because you do need something to dip, but I'm like, no sauce in anything is.
Yeah,
mad,
I'd prefer that. Like, I'll get a quarter pound of cheese, no sauce.
That's plain.
That's
I don't have sauce on my hot dogs.
Hot dog with no sauce.
Yeah, but you put mustard on it. That's even weirder.
Yeah, of course. A hot dog for me is literally just a base for sauce.
Yeah, fact.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's there to base the sauce.
You know
sauce.
What I'll do if I've got a hot dog? Take the hot dog out, put the sauce in the bun.
Oh, yeah.
Then put the sausage on it, twizzle the sausage around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then put sauce back on the top.
Yeah, do you know what? You have to do that with the new rollover things in the cinema, because where they come in the bag, if you just put the sauce on the top, it will just get squashed.
Exactly.
So you have to put it in the bun, put the sausage in the bun.
Guys, I don't care.
What do you mean?
This is mental. Why are we giving hot dog, bathing your hot dog techniques in sauce?
You worded it like that.
Yeah.
We're just talking about hot dog.
Crispy onions on a hot dog?
Brother?
And I'm not even an onion guy, but... Yeah. Not even an onion guy.
Recently found out that I'm intolerant.
Yeah, he gets
onions,
bloated.
To onions, yeah.
Mm. He gets bloat, like a Great Dane.
Crazy bloat.
Sorry. Sorry, I didn't. They both died of that. I'm so sorry.
You're a bad... Dude, you're
no,
a bad
no, no, I didn't mean to bring that up. No, because in my head, you know when you say something, I was like, why do I associate bloke with Great Dane? It's because you had two that both stuff.
I had a Great Dane. Okay.
Two ran off. Don't have a Great Dane now.
Right.
Okay. Rolo Michelle.
Michelle. I haven't got that leaf.
No, I've got it.
You've got it. Go on, you read it.
I'm going to read it. Thanks for sending this in, Michelle. She says, would you rather take your children as they are now back into the past with you for a day?
Or have your Great Dane? That was that Perry, not you, because Perry's one's alive.
Yeah,
no, do you know what? I shouldn't have made the Great Dane joke. Let's restart it. Michelle!
That's below the belt.
No, because I was talking about him because his one's alive.
That is below the belt.
But gone. Like, it's in a way, not dead. Oh, guys, I can't word this correctly. Seriously, can we restart this? Actually, I loved Oscar. It was love, hate with Melvin, but you know I loved Oscar.
That's wild.
Read Michelle. I'm not even trying to turn this into a joke because it's not funny.
I hope you get the MBE and I hope you pick the worst possible thing. I mean, do you know what? I'm manifesting from now, you get the MBE.
Okay, I hope I get it as well. Okay. I will just take the MBE, I think.
Yeah?
No, I take that back. No, I take that back.
I was ready to agree okay. there.
Yeah, I know you was ready to agree.
Michelle says... Would you rather take your children as they are now back into the past with you for a day so you can be children together in the 90s, 80s for Ash?
Yeah, you're in the 80s. Yeah. Anyway, go on, carry on. Yeah.
Or be able to come back for a day after you've passed away to see what the future looked like for your kids.
Do they know it's me? I think that's the interesting debate.
Well, yeah, of course.
And do I come back in like my prime? Or do I come back, do you know what I mean? Like old, or do I come back as I am now? Like young dad.
I imagine like a Harry Potter ghost.
Okay, so yeah, because like James Potter, like Harry's dad.
Yeah, like you can float through walls and stuff, but that's you're defo cool. there. But you might scare the
oh, they can see me.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So when did I die?
Oh, you might be old. You might be...
Okay. So as they last saw you.
As they last saw you come back. But enough of a time where there'll be a jump where you can go in and check on them.
See how their life is.
They're now grown.
Let's say they're mid-40s. So, like Ash's age.
80s baby over here?
Yeah, like Ash's
Listen,
age.
I'm a 90s baby. Firstly, I'm at the very back end of 88, right? So I grew up in the 90s.
Born in the 80s, but wore 90s clothes. Doesn't mean
you're born in the 90s. You're an 80s baby.
I'm not an 80s baby.
You are literally.
No, I'm a 90s baby because that 90s baby is about when you grew up, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's more when like you're born.
Yeah, I think the.
It's more when you're born.
Right, and all jokes aside, there's actually nothing wrong
when
with that.
When was you born?
1993. Well, the last day of 1992, yeah. So you can't know.
Oh, right, so you were 92.
Well, still not the 80s, is it? Don't try to drag me
no,
down.
No, but you were 92, and I'm
who
like...
Who was president when you was born?
Yeah, who was? Genuinely.
President?
I don't know.
Lincoln? All right. Yeah, no, sorry. Back to this with Rava.
I'm baff, by the way. I'm just going to chuck it out there. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, let me read it.
Would you rather?
Would you rather take your children as they are now back into the past with you for a day so you can be children together in the 90s? So you'll be a kid with your kids and you can go and play.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Or be able to come back for a day after you've passed away to see what the future looks like for your kids.
See your kids' future for a day, right? Or let them play with you when you're a kid. Let's just make it simple. Yeah. So your kids go back to like 1995 when you're like, what, 26? No, I'm joking. You'd be like seven. You'd be like seven and your kids, you have like a play date with your kids and be like, oh, that's daddy, that's wicked. Or you could just see what their future looks like for a day. I don't know if I'd want to check on them in the future, you know, like once I'm gone. I think that might be a little bit of relief for me once I go.
Really? What? Don't want to stress?
I just... Oh, wow, that was dark.
Why?
He's saying once I die, it'll be a relief for him.
Oh.
No, I only read an accident joke about the great day. Now it's all about me dying.
Don't turn this around on me. Yeah.
No, you insulted, that was
you don't do it.
Why are you both glassy-eyed? I got quiet. Are you both? Do you want a hug?
No.
I'll hug him if he wants to hug me.
I don't want to.
Meet in the middle.
Meet in the middle. Come on.
Why are we hugging?
Let's cancel.
Because you look a bit like there's been some friction.
My dog is my family member, and
he was our family member. I loved him as well. I used to walk and pretend to pick up his poo.
You couldn't have loved him that much because you made a joke about him dying. So,
no, well, hang on. Did I make a joke about him dying, or did I accidentally make a reference to bloat and say like a Great Dane? Because I forgot that's what your Great Danes passed away from. Look, why are we revisiting this again?
And then you said, go back in time to see your kids or your Great Dane that's still alive.
No. I was talking to Perry because Perry has a Great Dane that is still alive that he no longer owns because it ran off.
We're not doing that.
I'm just saying it ran off.
Yeah, but we're not doing that.
No, we're not getting into the nitty gritty.
Okay.
But he did purchase a Great Dane.
We're not getting into that.
That ran off.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, all right. Yeah, okay.
Listen, can I be completely honest?
Yeah.
We are so lost right now.
Yeah, we are.
Let's
rewind it, okay?
Okay. What would you rather do? You two are the only one with kids, so I can't.
Okay.
I can't answer. So get this answer done so we can wrap this up.
Playing in the past.
Yeah, it's not ideally that I want them to play in the past. It's just more that I think I get anxiety about looking at their future. I want to ensure that in my head, I've done everything I can to set you up wicked. I don't want to look forward and see that it just hasn't gone well because that gives me anxiety.
Fine.
Do you know what I mean?
I hear you. Fair enough.
All right. Thank you, Brolo Michelle.
Thank you, Brolo Michelle.
Let's get into Jules' NBA.
Why is it my NBA? Where's the bell? Right. It's time for Ashley Banjo's.
Massive big end.
Whoa.
At this point, do we spin it or do we just say Jules' doing it?
Why am I doing it? Listen.
The Great Dane thing was a bit.
No. Pause. Stop. The one that was actually an insult about see your Great Dane again was directed at you.
Okay.
Because your Great Dane ran off.
Continue, yeah.
The Ashes one was a genuine mistake about linking bloat to Great Danes.
Yeah.
And I forgot, I had a dog that had bloat.
Yeah.
And what happened to it?
I had to pay that 25 grand to get him sorted.
What?
Don't you remember? No, because he got hit by a car. Right, so let me explain. Me and my wife were working. We had a dog walker that came round. She let the dog run out the front door. He actually didn't get hit by a car. He got hit by a caravan. Broke his leg. Right. Big dogs, you have to pay for an MRI scan.
Yeah.
Do all of that jazz. Then they had to operate on his leg. So that was a whole bunch of however many thousands of pounds. Then he came home about 3 days later after his operation. I'm not sure if it was because of the car or not. He got bloat. And I recognised bloat, luckily, because of what happened to Oscar. Mm-hmm. I recognised the symptoms. Took him there. He had to have surgery. Had to staple his stomach, all this stuff.
Yes,
took him away. Come back 3 weeks later. Something had gone wrong with the operation. Is it a stint or a stent or whatever they do to go in? Then affected like he's something else, which then twisted. And essentially he had bloat again. I had to pay for another operation and more MRIs. Then a bunch of tablets. And he said, it ended up costing like over 20 grand. And then, bless him, after that, he was an absolute nervous wreck. He couldn't be in the house.
He was never the same.
He was never the same after that.
So that's how you go for your dog, though.
So genuinely. You would. I actually put myself in a real bad situation trying to pay for everything.
Yeah.
And in the end, I had to give him to a farm because he couldn't be at home with my kids. And he's really. You know, this episode's really it's sad.
Really.
Get the wheel out.
Spin the wheel, get your MBE. Let's just figure out what you're going to do.
I swear, guys, if it's mine again, this is like the fourth time.
Yeah, I got you. Do you want me to spin it?
No, I'll spin it because I did last week's one.
If I spin it, it won't be you, though.
So which fine, spin it.
Really? Yeah, no, you can.
If I spin it, it might be you.
Okay, let me spin it.
Oh, my Lord. Right, here we go. For the MBE this week, it
Three,
is.
3, 2, 1.
I'm nervous.
Please, 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 please,
I'm not even going to turn it.
I'd like you to turn it.
Yes! Oh gosh.
It
listen.
Landed on Ash.
Put a Kinder Bueno where the sun doesn't shine. Fuck you. Oh, that feels good. I'm not gonna stop spinning it.
I've got to take this one.
Yeah, okay. You do.
I've got to take
it. Alright, then let's do it. Let's do it. Remember, we've got some new ones in
here.
What were the words
he said to me? I hope it's the worst MBE possible. Good luck, Chicoletta. Good luck. That's the mayor's chicken from
Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol, yeah. Good luck, Chicolel.
Can I just explain to everyone listening, all the brolos, yeah?
Shut up.
The anxiety that comes with picking from this box is wild.
Go on, player.
Braggers says, hold hands with Perry for the whole podcast.
What?
That's actually quite awful.
We already know what he's picking. It's probably going to be that. What was it?
Read it out. Let the boy shave a slit of your eyebrow. I was one step away from ruining my life.
That is gutting. Can I just really say, look.
Ah, oh, that would have been good. And yeah, do you know what? You'd suit it too.
Right, before I decide, do we have to interlink fingers?
Yeah, probably. Well, you're not doing that.
No, just like that.
No, can we?
No, I'd dead.
Let's do one of them.
No, hold hands. I'm talking like, couple walking down the street.
Okay, very quickly.
Gonna get Ben and Jerry's.
Why do people's MBEs involve me?
Yeah, it's true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like I always actually get the short straw.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, that's fair
they
enough.
They do always involve you, but it is what it is. So, hold hands.
Quick tester.
Have a little test. There we go.
You going on top or bottom?
Bottom.
That's bare awkward for me.
Sorry.
Can I do it like that? What about that?
I'll go top.
The whole episode.
It's quite comfortable, actually.
It does. Perry looks like when a dog's scared and they freeze. You know what I mean?
I'll be completely honest. I don't like that.
It's horrible. You know,
like, well,
that is horrible.
Make your decision. It's either that or your eyebrow slit. We could do it in the middle, so you have two.
Yes!
I will see you all next time. Thanks, Brolo.
Okay, bye, Brolo. Wait, you made your decision.
Oh.
Hold his hand.
You're going to hold it.
Yeah, you're going to hold that. Cool. Okay.
This was a Rayo Original Podcast.